Labor unions and climate advocacy groups staged Black Friday strikes today, targeting the online behemoth retailer Amazon, urging it to pay its workers better wages, provide better workplace conditions, and change business practices that harm the environment. Organizers say the Make Amazon Pay actions were planned in more than 20 countries. Labor actions included a workers' tribunal in Southern California and Ontario, a postal workers' protest in Canada, protests in India and the United Kingdom. General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation Shannon Burrow spoke at an action in the UK today.
Demonstrating to end corporate impunity, to end the scandal of monopoly power of Amazon. Indeed, as our sister from Oxfam said, they pay little or no tax, yet their obscene wealth is actually untrammeled. Standing with Amazon workers every day.
Activists with Make Amazon Pay issued a list of demands, including labor protections and measures to reduce climate change. They include ending exploitative workplace rules like quotas and providing adequate bathroom breaks, stronger workplace protections against COVID-19 that include informing workers when there's an infected worker in the warehouse, and going carbon neutral by 2030. In Australia, labor unions and organizers are calling on Amazon to stop what they're calling the Americanization of labor. With Amazon Flex, that's a gig service where drivers deliver Amazon packages using their own vehicles. Richard Olson is trade secretary for the Transport Workers Union in Australia.
The Amazon Flex model is low wages and conditions. It is four-hour blocks. It is a very low rate of pay, inconsistent with the Fair Work Commission in regard to casual rates of pay, terms and conditions. There is no room within the rates that have been paid by Amazon Flex to compensate for fuel costs, insurance costs, workers' compensation costs and transurban tollways costs. So all of that basis means that these people are being ripped off by Amazon Flex.
Environmental activists with Extinction Rebellion also blockaded Amazon warehouses in three European countries. The group targeted 15 Amazon fulfillment centers in the UK, Germany, and the Netherlands, calling it Green Friday instead of Black Friday. Michael was one of the activists to lock down and blockade the entrance of an Amazon warehouse in Bristol.
Locked on outside the Avonmouth, the fulfillment center of Amazon, because it's Black Friday and we need to send a message that we cannot carry on consuming like we are. Amazon cannot carry on committing climate crimes like it is. It's got a carbon footprint the size of Denmark. Its emissions are growing at 19% a year. It's making no efforts, realistic efforts, to reduce those emissions. It's not paying tax anywhere because it sends money to tax havens, not paying enough taxes. And it's helping oil companies search for new oil to bring out of the ground. It just cannot be allowed to carry on committing these crimes. We need to send a message here that things have got to change.
UK activists blockaded one Amazon warehouse in Essex and pledged to keep it shut down for 48 hours after a report from the UK's Mirror this week revealed nearly 1,000 ambulances have been called on the company's warehouses, known as fulfillment centres, in the UK since 2018. And nearly 20% of those came from the Essex Centre, where one worker said they were treated like slaves and robots. The demand for Amazon to take climate and labour actions were signed by more than two dozen advocacy groups and notes during the pandemic its founder Jeff Bezos became the first man in the world to amass $200 billion in personal wealth. The demand letter said in 2019 Amazon paid just 1.2% tax in the U.S., where it's based, up from 0% the two previous years.